Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Hope that everyone enjoyed their weekend. What do you think about that Super Bowl? Just ridiculous. I don't know what to say about that. They had it right there. Right there and just gave it away. So, that's okay though. We're going to talk about something else today. Of course, we're going to get into the Word of God. Let us start with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just thank you, Lord, for your Word. I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit, your life-changing Spirit, your Spirit that destroys yokes, your Spirit that is able to open up the eyes of the blind and unstop the deaf ears, Lord, the Spirit that's able to give us encouragement and hope. And we have hope in you on today. Bless your children in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us go back to the book of John, chapter 11. We're going to start with verse 44 to bring that back in context from last week. It says, "And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done." Let us continue reading. Verse 47. "Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we do about this? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." Now we clearly see the motivation of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. It was about power and position. It was about theological power and political power. Both of these groups were under Hasmonean rule or Roman rule, and they were operating in these theological and political positions, and they were concerned that people would believe on Jesus, and then the Romans will come because it would start an uprising in the community, in the Jewish community, and people would believe it on Jesus, and then there would be opposition back and forth between the Sadducees and Pharisees and Jesus. And so instead of, they want to stop all of that, and they want to remain in power because that was the most important thing. And that's what Jesus was saying all along. You hypocrites, you vipers, you are more concerned about your religion and your piety than you are about the saving of souls and people getting delivered and not having to come to you. And that's what it was about. Let's talk a little bit about these sects. The Sadducees were a Jewish sect that denied the resurrection of the dead. They denied the existence of spirits or angels, and they had no obligation to the oral tradition. The oral tradition was the interpretation of the law given to Moses, the way that the Jews should conduct themselves, the Talmud. And so they didn't follow that. They only believed in the or emphasized the acceptance of the written law, the Torah. And so they were also influenced by Hellenism, which was the Greek thought and philosophy. And so they were a very liberal sect, picking and choosing what they would follow. And so, since they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead, you know, Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. He was doing these miracles. And since they didn't believe in the resurrection, they didn't believe in the spirits and stuff, they were highly offended and upset. They didn't want that. And so, the Pharisees, however, believed in the resurrection of the dead. They believed in the Messiah coming to bring about world peace. They believed in the afterlife of judgment of the wicked and peace for the just. But they wanted their power. And both sects, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, were part of the Sanhedrin court, which was a sort of supreme court made up of 71 members that was responsible for interpreting civil and religious laws. So they had it good. They had great position, great power and authority in the land, in the synagogues, talking and praying and doing all these things. And they were just this elite group of people, priests, that had authority in the land, and they just did not want to give it up. And here comes Jesus delivering the captives, setting people free, teaching them about law, teaching them about the word of God, telling them that he is life and the resurrection, that he and God are one, that he came from God. So he busts up their whole system, and they did not wanted. They were not having it. And that is like today. There is such a hunger and a thirst on one hand for power and authority and to keep people oppressed and bound so they can control. People can control. They control with money, and they control with power, and they control with access to position and authority and to people that can bring about their agenda. And then you have other people on the other hand that are thirsting after truth and righteousness and want to be healed and set free. Some people know it's Jesus, some people don't know. But they know there is a hunger inside of them that want more out of life than what is being offered by just the standards of obtaining wealth and things. They want something to satisfy their souls. So you have that dynamic and that tug of war between the power of darkness and the power of light. And I want to encourage you today that there's people that are following the word of God. And there's sometimes that the enemy just trips you up. He trips me up. And then you get discouraged and you feel like, oh man, I done messed up. And then you feel condemned and you feel like, oh Lord. You know, even if you don't feel like the Lord has left you, you just feel so bad. But you know what? I want to encourage you today. There is grace in God. You go to God. You ask for forgiveness. Believe that you have been forgiven and move on. Don't hold it against yourself. Trust God that he has all power. He has all power. He has all authority. He has died for our sins. He loves us. He loves us. He loves you. Believe that. Encourage yourself. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Believe that and believe God. Okay? Go about your day believing that you are loved and you are highly favored of the Lord, and that he has a plan and a purpose for your life, and that you shall overcome. We are more than overcomers. Amen. More than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Have a blessed day. I love you. Go about and live in your life for Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.